Since I read a book by a Chicago priest, he's a diocesan priest. His name, it's one of the name I just forgot. Louis, Father Louis Cameri. I found out he was studying the same time as I was, the same time in Rome. We studied together in Rome. But he stayed in Collegio Americano, the American college, and I stayed next door. We called Collegio Propaganda Fide. So we are labor. And this priest wrote a very beautiful book on devil. So we might be scared. So one of in the premise, he asked himself, people used to ask me, are you afraid of the ghost, of the devil, of the evil spirit? He said firmly, of course, no, because Jesus promised, I will win over devil. But he said, I must be very careful. That means to say, Jesus come for us. And the devil, they're jealous of human being. That's why from the very beginning, from Genesis already, tempting our ancestor, Eve, of jealousy. According to tradition, the devils are the highest degree of angels. Much higher, I think, higher than Gabriel and Michael. They are nearly next to God, but they are creature. But once they find out this God, the second person will become a man, so they despise this God. How can you, a supreme being, become a man? It's ridiculous. So they just don't want to listen to this God. They go away and they become Lucifer. Lucifer, the name is beautiful, the bearer of light. But they use on the other side. They become forever and ever, they become the devil, the evil spirit. That's why they are smart, much smarter than we human beings. So that's why this Father Louis, he said, I believe there is existence of evil spirit. He said, I say this not because of theory. All his priesthood, he's more or less my age, my same age, same class. He said, I'm saying from my own experience. And when reading his book, I can confirm this is also my experience. Many times, we priests also tempted, taking for granted, well, this is not very serious, or take this matter not lightly. And really, we can go far, farther away from God. It happened very easily. So it's not easy, always strict, because we're born towards the Lord. We're born in Him, and for Him only. But since the devil never can become closer to the Lord, they want to draw us away from. So everything that is not love, even the little thing, little hatred, little jealousy, is not love, the complete love. And you are a little bit farther away. And that's why Jesus said, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. We have to be so perfect as God the Father is perfect. So he said, I'm perfect enough. I learned from Mother Teresa. I do what he or she does, and I do it. Not enough. Yeah, Mother Teresa is perfect. But your perfection is not enough just to become another Teresa or another Francis. You'll be another God the Father or the Son. They're equal, no? That's why the gospel, all the word of God, make us into Him. So if you don't spare time to digest the word of God, we can never be close to the Lord. And we are easily be tempted. That's why before I come back to Hong Kong, one of the person who was stigmata, he got a message from the Lord. He said, Jesus, through her, told me, tell Father Peter, he has to stay before the Blessed Sacrament every day at least 1 hour. Because Jesus, God knows me, I'm not that fervent. Although I do many things of God, well, we do parish work, it's God divine, but it's not enough. Doing good things doesn't mean your soul is good. You can do many good things, I think I have shared one of the experience of a priest from America. He's religious. After 10 years of his ordination, he got killed in an accident. And he already, you know, before the Lord pronouncement of his last judgment, his judgment, he was supposed to go to hell. But there's another voice, a woman's voice, saying, give him another chance. And this priest said, I never see who this person, but I can recognize this is the voice of a heavenly mother. Give him another chance. This young priest, a religious, and he shared, he said for the first 10 years, he behaved very well. Not because he wanted to spread the gospel, he just wanted to compare with others, I'm better. Self. Do things apparently more fervent than the other priests. But within, he's got a rotten heart. He committed sins that deserve his hell. He never said what kind of sin. But you can imagine what kind of sin. After this experience, he changed. So that's not only for priests, for every person. Just little things. Going astray and going farther, farther away. So that means why we are all called to keep this continuous prayer, fasting. It helps. It helps us to do something on our initiative, to do something not only for penance, but to control ourselves. Many times we are out of control, not because you don't want it. There's always the evil spirit or the devil surrounding us. The more you want to go to God, the more devil following you. That's why this priest, Father Louis Camelli, he said, I only trust because Jesus promised I will win over. But we have to walk together with the Lord. It's not easy. You know, the Lord gave his life for us. And we, in a certain sense, we give our life to our neighbor. In a family, you give your life, not living yourself. Whenever you live for self, you're living away from the Lord. We're created like him. God is always loving, always for others. Just one moment for self, it's away from. So we need to pray, to fast. Don't take it, oh, so serious. It's not serious. Habitual efforts. Try. Don't tell yourself, I'm okay. Most of the time when you say, I'm strong, you fall. And Paul, his experience. Humans like this. Whatever I want to do, I didn't do it. But whatever I shouldn't do it, I did all. God's in Paul, not me. Together, me too. That's why Jesus come to give us this strength, this night, to at least to know where we are going, the direction. We are not yet, but we have to look straight forward. Don't hesitate. If your conscience is not clean, is not clear, make a good confession. Jesus is in the sacrament, is helping us through the Eucharist, through reading the gospel, through the sacraments, express sacraments of confession. He is the one who absorbs your sin and starts anew. Don't tell yourself, I'm okay. This is what my experience. Whenever I say, I'm okay, I can be myself. You remember once Jesus told a parable? There's a man, this year the harvest is beautiful, so I will pick a big barn and keep all these things, and next year I will rest. And what Jesus comment? Stupid fellow, tonight I'll take your soul. And you say, tomorrow you'll build a big thing for yourself and get a rest. No rest at all. So you don't take advantage of the present moment and start to live right now. Don't tell yourself tomorrow. For some of us, tomorrow is too late. Maybe for some of us, tonight is the last night of our life. You don't know. You take for granted, God loves me. Yes, God loves you. But do you love Him? If you not, love it doesn't mean romantic things. Love means to do His will, God's will. For you, each one is different. For me, it's different than you. You have different God of will, God's will. Do it. You don't know? Ask. You don't how? Ask. Jesus says, ask and will be given. Oh, lock to be open. Seek and you will find. If you don't find God, you don't want to find God, sorry. Sorry. Very easily, you go astray. God doesn't want to see this. That's why Jesus, at the Garden of Gethsemane, He cried out with the tears of blood. For whom? Not for His pain. For those who have hard-hardened people. He loves us so much, and we don't believe, or we take for granted, take it easy. That's hurt the heart of Jesus. So Jesus doesn't want us to lose this special grace. This Christmas, an opportunity, start a new life. Let's pray for one another in this direction.